This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today, well, I was going to record an episode entitled How to Grow Your Agency After Lockdown, but actually that didn't really seem to fit particularly well. So instead, what I'm going to talk to you about is some of the keys that I have discovered through our agency in how to sort of rebuild relationships with clients as the world comes back into some kind of motion and we enter into this new phase of normal. So I don't really know what this episode's called at the moment of recording, but it's not what I said it was going to be. So anyway, let's dive straight in. So really where this has come from is that my experience over the past few weeks and months, as the world has started to trade a bit more, clients have started to accept that they need to operate in a new kind of normal, and they're not 100% sure what that's going to look like. But there is a requirement coming for some of the work that as agencies we can deliver. Unfortunately, what I've seen from some people, and this is the minority sort of tainting the reputation of the many, I get that. But what I've seen from some people is essentially agreed to think, right, we're back up and running now, we're in business, I'm going to double my prices, I'm going to triple my prices, I'm going to make sure that I claw back that revenue that I've lost over the past 6 months in order to have a brilliant year in 2020, and it's still going to be my best year yet, etc. And frankly, this has wound me up quite a lot, because as somebody that runs my own agency, as somebody who runs multiple businesses, all of my ethos is based around helping people. Now, of course, I help people and I get paid a fee, and that fee pays for my living and my salary and this, that, and the other. And I also take the point that, you know, I'm in a privileged position with more than one stream of income. And because of that, it's maybe easier for me to be slightly choosy about the jobs that I do and the advice that I take and the amounts that I charge. And of course, money is easier to manage when you have it than when you don't. However, 2020 has been a year that nobody could have made up. And it seems wrong to now try to start capitalizing on people as they are trying to put their businesses back together. So really what I've put together is a list of things that I sort of work through as my own kind of moral ethos check, that I suppose, when I'm dealing with a client. Because what I want to do with every client of mine is play the long game. I don't want to have a client that I do a single piece of work for. And whilst I might, you know, might get away with charging double, triple, quadruple what I did pre-lockdown for that, it's still, if the client isn't satisfied or they think that the service is too expensive or they don't see the value in what I have delivered or we have delivered for them, then actually they'll never come back. So all I'm really doing is limiting the lifetime value of that customer to one project. And where we need to go as agencies, what we all need to do is ensure that we have clients that are with us for the long run, clients that return. And because of that, it's important that we don't necessarily just go for the quick win and say, yeah, I need that money, I'm going to charge X for this. But actually to say, this client needs our help. They're trying to rebuild their business just as I'm trying to rebuild mine. And I need to be able to help them and demonstrate value way over and above whatever fee it is that they're going to pay me for this. I'm not suggesting we do free work, don't get me wrong. But we need to make sure that everything's in check and that the value is there so that we retain clients. So these are the things that kind of mantras, I suppose, that I live by when I'm dealing with clients, and they have never been more true than they are right now. So the very first is that I make sure that I'm giving the right advice to clients. So when I sit down around a table with somebody, I don't necessarily envisage this meeting as a client-supplier relationship. I take on the role that I'm sat at their side of the table, and for the period of that meeting or that phone call or whatever it might be, their problems become my problems. So how are we going to solve these together? What is going to get them the best return? Now, okay, I'm sat in a meeting that's normally about something to do with either a website or digital marketing. So of course it's going to reflect on the services that we offer as an agency, but I don't sort of take that mental approach into a call. I try to assimilate with the client. I try and make their problems, as I say, my problems, and view them from that perspective. Now, the consequence of this is that sometimes, and I am talking occasionally, but sometimes the solution doesn't to their problems doesn't necessarily include me or us as a business. And that's fine, because that's the right thing for the client. So really, the first mantra I go by is making sure that I give the right advice to clients, even if that means that there's an element of the work I have to pass up on, or it means that there's no chargeable work for us straight away, and actually something needs to happen first in order to get us into that place. So that's the first one. The second thing that I make sure, and this often happens sort of post the meeting, in the follow-ups and the communications that happen afterwards, is that I need to make sure that our strategy is sound before we deliver any work. So this is where the delivery of value comes in. So if I'm not sure something's going to work, I'm open with the client about that, and then I go over and above to do my due diligence, to do my research, to run some simulations, so that I can be, you know, pretty confident. I'm talking like 85% plus confident that what it is that we're going to deliver is going to work for the client. And that's really where the demonstration of value starts. So that could be to do with, I don't know, site structure, or it could be to do with the formulation of a digital marketing campaign, or it could be to do with calls to action. It could be to do with anything. But I need to make sure that that strategy is sound before we deliver any work, because in the environment we're in at the moment, businesses don't have the flexibility for us to be playing with strategy on their accounts. They've come to us as the professionals, so we need to be able to deliver that with a relatively high degree of certainty. The third thing that I do is I adopt the role of trusted advisor. And what that really means is I ask the question why a lot. Again, people come to us because they have a problem and they need it fixing. And that problem is normally to do with either their website or their digital marketing strategy or their SEO or something in our realm of expertise. Because that's why I was sitting there in the meeting, after all. So, but what I find, particularly even more so now as the client's budgets are potentially tighter or constrained in different ways, is that they often come in with a preconception as to what the solution needs to be. So even today, I've got a phone call with a client, a brand new client, who needs traffic, so they've decided to run AdWords. And the very first question I asked them was, why AdWords? And that's not to say that they don't know what they're talking about. That's not to say that it's not a good idea. But as a trusted advisor, as somebody that wants to grow this relationship long term, I need to understand why they've made those decisions. What's brought them to this point? And actually, you know, they may have decided on AdWords because they've heard of a friend who's got a similar business and they're doing really well with AdWords. Might be true. Just because it works for them doesn't mean it's right for you, however. So we need to justify those decisions, because again, we're playing with their money, we're playing with their budgets. And just like we are maybe struggling to build revenue again, we're trying to build recurring revenue, we're maybe changing the way that our revenue comes in so that should another global pandemic hit, we're not in the same place, they're trying to do exactly the same thing. So we need to be sympathetic to that. Also, we've mentioned this before on the podcast, adopting that role of trusted advisor, if you can get yourself there, that is one of the keys to keeping a client coming back to you over and over and over again. But the thing is, that in order to adopt that role, that has to start with you as the agency. You can't just go to a few meetings and then all of a sudden the client says, hey, we're going to class you as our trusted advisor. It doesn't work like that. You need to approach these things with that mentality. So I simply walk into the room with that mentality. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, when I walk out the room, the client has developed that level of trust with me. Of course, I say walk in and walk out. A lot of these meetings are now happening on Zoom. So I join the call or leave the call. But you get the idea. The fourth thing I do is, right now, more than ever, it is so vitally important to keep communication lines with clients open, like to 150% of what you normally do. And this is for clients that you have active projects with, and also maybe clients that you haven't heard of from a while or that don't have active work going through. Make sure that you are keeping those lines of communication open, because that is one of the top keys to remaining front of mind when they need some work, when they need that piece of advice, when they need that new strategy, when they want to launch this new product. Because I tell you what, everybody over the last 6 months has been thinking about how they restructure their businesses to work better if a global pandemic happens again. And you need to be front of mind with those clients so that as that restructuring happens, they can ask you for your advice. You can extend that a trusted advisor role. You can give the right advice. You can develop new strategies so that not that only doesn't benefit the one client you're developing that strategy for, but you learn something so that all your clients in the future then benefit from that learning. So I hope you can see how all these things now start to fit together. Sometimes that means that, you know what, I'll just flick through the Google Analytics accounts in our agency account. And if I see something positive, I'll take a screenshot and I'll email a client that says, hey, Bob, we haven't spoken together for 3 months. How's life? How have you got on with lockdown? I was just going through Google Analytics and I've seen this. This is awesome. Great job. If you've got any questions or you want to maximize on this, or you're, you know, we've shown you this, but you're not getting the inquiries through and you want to have a chat, just give us a bell. You know where we are. Other times it means that I might find something that's not quite so good, but before it slips any further, I'm sending an email to a client that says, hey, I've just noticed that you've dropped off the first page for this term. And I know when we built the site, that was one of your key markers for success, that you wanted to be on page one for that. You know, make sure that you've generated some content, make sure that this is done or that's done, or if you want me to run an SEO report for you, just give me a shout. But, you know, I wanted to let you know of this. So you're being proactive and helping people right from the outset, and you are driving that conversation. And then the very last thing that I do is I always make sure I'm prepared to go the extra mile for clients. And this is really about becoming indispensable. Now, that might mean that you may need to look at your pricing and your strategy. And we were having a call about this in our agency last week. Traditionally, we've always used time-based pricing. I know there's a whole podcast episode in the differences between time-based and value-based pricing. And maybe that's another episode that needs to happen soon. But if you're purely on a time-based model, going the extra mile is difficult, because essentially, that means that you're now going to be doing unchargeable work where you could be doing chargeable work for somebody else. Whereas building in some flex in that, whether it's allowances for scope creep or whether it's actually changing the model to a value-based model so you're not quite as constrained on the time, does make it easier for you to go the extra mile. And that means, you know, if you can do an extra integration, if you can put an extra pop-up in there, if you have an idea while you're building something about, hey, it would be great if you could do this, and you know what, you've already got this blog content, why don't you put that into a drip feed and build your list, whatever it might be. You need to be prepared to go the extra mile for clients, and that is true now more than ever, because what businesses are looking for is people that will give them the right advice and ultimately help them. And help doesn't necessarily carry a price tag. Helping means that you will go the extra mile. There will be elements of chargeable work in it. Of course there will. But please, please follow some of this advice. See how it's structured, how it can be structured into your approach to clients. Because by following this, I am like 120% guarantee that you will now be building relationships with clients that won't just get you out of a pandemic, that won't just help you hit some revenue numbers, but that will help you build a business that will last and grow and take on any challenge that the world may throw at it. Because if we learn anything from 2020, it's that, my God, the world can throw some challenges. I feel like I've been sort of preaching a little bit today, and I didn't mean to. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Show notes can be found at peteeverett.com/115, and I will see you next week.